Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Wow, that's so cool. Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our un-geeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And Frank, what are you drinking today?
I am still drinking Killian's Irish Red.
Very cool.
Happy to be doing it.
Me too, actually, because it was a six pack.
Yes.
And so we still had more.
So nice we drank it twice.
Yeah. Yay. Okay. So today our conversation turns to the ultimate of ultimates.
Oh.
The magnificence of magnificence.
Oh.
The game console Nintendo.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey,
I didn't know where else to go with that. Yeah.
That's a pretty good place to go. You had an original Nintendo NES, right?
I did indeed. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I grew up seeing that. Mine was a hand-me-down. Mine was a hand-me-down from my cousin. My cousin's 5 years older than I am. And he had his Nintendo. And once he moved on to, I guess, Sega Genesis or something like that, he handed on his good old trusty NES to me, and along with a couple giant Tupperware, not giant, but big Tupperware things full of games.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had like maybe 20 games that I got with my Nintendo.
Awesome.
That he gave me. It was great. I would play. My favorite was Super Mario Brothers 3.
That was also my favorite.
That was great.
Yeah, because not Super Mario's 2.
No, 2 I was not a fan of.
No, because that was a different game.
Yeah,
rebranded.
Yeah. Super Mario Bros. 1 was still fun.
It was a great game.
Yeah.
No, but 3 was, 3's top notch.
3 was like, yeah, still
yeah,
one of my favorite video games of all time.
Yeah, they got their turtle shell rolling at
that
point.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. They really had, yeah.
Yeah, they got their raccoon tails flying.
They were, yep.
Yeah, they got their plant fireball spitting.
Oh man, he's on a roll here.
They've got their mechanical fish jumping.
Yeah,
they've got their.
You really gonna keep? Okay.
Got their Luigi's falling. Yes. Okay. Good. That's bad. When Luigi falls, he dies.
Game over. I'm calling game over on you. Anyway. Yeah, that was my favorite game. Both 1 and 3 were just great games, but 3 was. That's fantastic. I also loved. I loved the Ninja Turtles game.
I loved that game so much. Oh my god, that game was amazing.
Yeah,
I actually still have thoughts about playing that game.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, not the, because we had the Sega game too when I was growing up, but the Nintendo game. I actually have a story about that game. If you'd like me
please
to share,
do tell.
So the Nintendo system that we had, I have an older brother, and the Nintendo system that we had was in my parents' room. That's the TV that it was hooked up to.
Yep.
I believe to make sure that we didn't play it all the time.
Sure.
So I think it's Saturday morning rolls around. We have the Ninja Turtle game, and we sneak into my parents' bedroom on Saturday morning while they're still sleeping.
Always a good idea.
While they're still sleeping. Because we had to beat Bebop and Rocksteady. They were the first two villains of the game, and they were really hard. Yeah. There was some pizza was there for your life, but not all the time. And so, anyway, so instead of like turning the volume off, like, you know, like smart people, and sitting on the floor, like smart people, you know, smart people who are going to play the game, not smart people who just wouldn't play the game at all.
Those are just like smart, stubborn people.
Right. Exactly. So we put the volume on low because for reasons.
Yeah.
And we sit on the edge of my parents' bed. Like, you know, and of course, when you get excited playing a game, you don't sit still. You like bounce up and down. Yeah. So I'm not sure when my parents woke up to find us playing the games.
Second you sat down on the bed.
I think we act well, yeah, probably. But they, whatever, they let us get through a pretty good portion of the game before they were like, stop that, please. Yeah. It's sleepy bedtime now. And by that, I mean go to bed without breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We'll see you on Sunday. Yeah. No, they didn't really do that. But still, that we were idiots. Like, the fools.
That's fun.
Yeah. Really fun. What else did you have?
The Superman game, obviously.
I did not have the Superman game for Nintendo,
actually. It was lame. It was really lame.
As all Superman video games are.
They're all terrible. Well, Superman Returns game isn't so bad.
It's not so bad. It's probably the best out of all of them, but it's still not great.
That's a pretty bad game. I loved Rad Racer, which was just like a racing game, car racing game.
Mm-hmm. I did not have that one either.
That was a fun game. I still can remember the music from it. You had like three or four options for the music playing in your car. Mm-hmm. That was fun. I had California Games, which was like a beach sports game, so you could either play like hacky sack or like volleyball or like all
these nice things. Okay,
that was fun. There was a baseball game, like a little league game, that was fun. That's the first like baseball
video game. I've played it, but I didn't have it.
Many more that I'm just not remembering right now, but I
did. You have Duck Hunt?
Oh yeah, I had the Super Mario 1 Duck Hunt combination.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I did not have that.
Yeah.
I could play Duck Hunt, but we did not have the guns, so we could not play Duck Hunt.
Same.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to have the guns.
Me either.
My parents so my cousin gave me the console and the games, and he had the two controllers and you remember the big joystick controller?
Yeah.
I had that too. He gave me those, but my parents would not let him give me the gun.
Interesting.
They would not let him give me the gun, so I did not have the gun, so I never played Duck Hunt until years later.
That's so sad.
Years later.
So you had the game, but couldn't play it.
The game on the same cartridge as Super Mario 1, but I could only play Super Mario. It was fine. I didn't really feel like I was missing out at the time. For some reason, I didn't really have this burning desire to play it. I don't know. I don't remember really fighting my parents on it very much. But
right.
Yeah. The Mario games were the ones that I played the most. By far.
Yeah.
By far.
We played Super Mario 3 till the cows came home, like for sure.
Oh yeah.
But I to this day, because you couldn't save on, you die, you'd have to restart.
Right.
Pretty sure I still have yet to finish Super Mario 3.
I actually have. It's one of the two games.
Really? Good for you.
I remember like Saturdays in the winter or something like that, where like I couldn't go outside anyway. And my parents letting me play for like hours and hours and finally beating that game. But I think it wasn't until I feel like a cheat saying this, but I think it wasn't until I was a bit older. I was still playing my Nintendo for many, many years. And I've gone through phases, even as recently as last year, where like I'll pull it out, dust it off, and plug it in.
Nice.
And play it for a couple days and then put it away again.
Nice. My brother still has ours. It's at his house.
Nice, nice. Yeah. It's at my parents' house now, but last year when I was still living closer to them, I would still like borrow it or I'd go to their house and play it.
I was going to say borrow it. It was yours.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? Bring it home and then send it back to their house because I didn't really need it.
Right.
I'll still play it, you know, once every couple of years I'll bring it out. Or, you know, now you can play ROMs online. It's pretty easy to find them and just play like streaming flash versions of all the games we knew and loved.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Did you, other than Mario, what games did you really play?
I played a lot.
That was my beer.
But not one that was...
An empty one.
It's empty, thank goodness. I would have killed you. I would have killed you with this Nintendo cartridge.
Oh, where'd that come from? Oh my god,
the murder weapon! Yeah. The gun is real! I just painted it orange. and so maybe that's what your parents were afraid of.
That's it.
And so we had a lot of the Batman games. Well, there were three Batman games.
There were three. I think I might have had one of
them. There was the two movie ones. There was Batman and Batman Returns.
Yep.
And then there was Batman Return of the Joker, which was
yes.
an insanely difficult game. Insanely difficult. So we played those. I think we also Batman was also made for Game Boy, which I did have.
Yes.
And I think Sega too at one probably. Later on. Yeah. Sometimes I confuse which ones we had for Nintendo and which ones we had for Sega.
Okay.
Played Battletoads and Double Dragon. Do you remember those?
No, I'm not familiar with those.
Battletoads was basically Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
the okay. idea was to rival Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that. Right. That was pretty clever. Yeah, actually. So obviously didn't really.
Yeah.
Really didn't make it the same way. I did play this game called Captain America and the Avengers. Did you ever play this game?
No.
Yeah, this was my real introduction to these characters.
Oh,
like,
man.
I think this was really the first time that we're like, Captain America, Hawkeye, The Vision, Iron Man. Like, and you faced the Red Skull, and like, all game was awesome. It was like a proto X-Men arcade game. Do you remember that? Like the 6-player game?
Yep.
Yeah, it kind of plays like that. But yeah, you could play Hawkeye and Vision, Captain America, or Iron Man. That game was awesome. We didn't own this game. We rented a lot of our games. So I didn't have that. We had a lot of the Disney games. Growing up.
I don't think I had any of those.
Well, the one I remember playing a lot was Darkwing Duck.
Oh, yep. No. I had DuckTales.
How was that?
That was pretty lame also, but fun.
Oh, no. The Darkwing Duck game was not lame.
It was definitely
not lame. No. I just remember one where you had like the little gun that shot different stuff, and you like hop between different levels and whatever else. But I don't remember how it sounded, but I remember loving the music. It was very moody, and
that 8-bit music, man.
I know, it just gets to you. It's beautiful. It's like almost like digitized like melodies.
Yeah,
just that.
That's
yeah,
that's almost what they are.
That's
they
almost are. What they are because that is what they are.
Right.
Shush. Shush, I say. Shush. Okay. And so I had that. I was not a Zelda player.
Neither was I.
You know, this is going to be video game sacrilege. I've tried every Zelda game. I just don't.
No, I
just don't.
I know. I feel bad saying it too, but I'm much more of the casual gamer. I never got like jumped into games for more than like a few days or maybe a couple weeks at a time, but I could never get into sort of a video game story like other people could. I more than anything else, if I get into a game, it's for like, I just need to solve this puzzle. I need to like figure out how do I beat this level? I don't understand. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can't get it. It's driving me crazy. And just for my own satisfaction, my own sanity, I need to beat this level and then move on to the next level and then beat the game. But I have never been the kind of person like, oh wow, like the story is so compelling. It's not the kind, and it's not to say I don't have anything against it. I just, it's not my preferred kind of storytelling. Some people like games, some people like movies, some people like TV, some people like novels, and don't like, some people don't like all those things. They like one or the other. They prefer one kind of storytelling
right.
or another.
We talked about this a long time ago, but it's like, I think it was our Harry Potter episode where we talked about like there are different nerdy things that you like, and
exactly
some, like, you know, but you got to try all of them.
Exactly.
But you just, some of them are not for you.
Yeah. Games are a thing that appeal to me less. And I, like I said, I have my phases where I'm like all about them, and then phases where I just don't have time for them or room for them in my, you know, they're things that I personally happen to enjoy more. But like, I feel like the odd man out when it comes to that, because so many of my friends are gamers,
mm-hmm.
and it's such a pervasive, thing in nerd culture.
Right.
That if you were a geek, if you're a nerd, it's going to be something that's going to surface, and like, you got to have something to talk about. Like it's, you know, you can't live in New York and not talk about the Yankees. You can't live in Boston and not talk about the Red Sox. You can't be a geek and not talk about video games to some extent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that I enjoy, but like, yeah, because I wasn't as into it, I wasn't really into Zelda as much as some other people were, because I wasn't part of like the Zelda kind of culture that follows it around, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think I'm a little bit of a bigger gamer than you are, but gaming is an expensive habit.
Yeah.
And so it's an, I shouldn't say habit. It's an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
And so, and my expenses just go to other hobbies.
Yeah.
I also know that if I'm playing a game and I'm absorbed, that's all I will do.
Mm.
And so I have to restrict myself, because I know that I will come home.
Right.
And I'll play the game and be like, oh, it's 8 hours later and yeah, I didn't yeah. do anything.
Right.
But I've been playing this game, you know? And so sometimes I need that release, but a lot of times I can't devote myself sure. that way. And I get frustrated with games easy. It's always like, the computer's not doing what I tell it to do. Like, actually, it's doing exactly what I told it to do. Yeah. And so do you want to go back to our Ninja Turtles conversation for a second?
Yeah.
Because this dawned on me do you remember the handheld games?
Like the handheld games that were like the console itself was just a one game.
Yeah, thing. You had the yeah. one game thing. You
not,
remember
not
those
like Game Boy, not like with cartridges,
right?
Like
right,
the
right.
thing itself, the whole console, the handheld console,
that's right.
was designed to be like
play that one game.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Of course, I had a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
You had a Ninja Turtles one.
I had a Ninja Turtles one because that the first one that came out in '89. Where they were still only wearing red, they were before that they were still only wearing red masks.
Yeah.
I had that console game, but that was also a Nintendo game.
Okay.
And so I'm checking with you. The Ninja Turtle game that you played.
Yeah.
Did they have different color masks or no?
Oh, I don't remember.
Because there are two games. I think there are two games based off of like the original comic and one yeah. based off the television show.
Okay.
And I played the television show one, which was technically Ninja Turtles 2. The arcade game.
Yes, the arcade. Yes, yeah. yes. Yeah. That was one I had.
Okay.
Yes. I remember it saying Ninja Turtles 2.
Yes. Okay. That was it. That was, I just had okay. to, I was checking that.
Did you ever play Paperboy?
Yeah, actually, I did. God,
I loved Paperboy.
Yeah, yeah. Did you own Paperboy, or was it a?
I did. I owned Paperboy. That was another one I was obsessed over again because it was like an obstacle course, right? It was
like
a puzzle. So that I would obsess over. Oh man, that I love Paperboy. And it wasn't until years later, you know, because I was young and I was playing these games in the 90s, after years after they were meant to be played. Really,
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that Paperboy was a very popular arcade game first.
It was an Atari. It was from Atari.
Atari. And
yeah.
Okay, maybe Atari first. You're right. But it had been a very popular arcade game.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that until less than 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
I went to an arcade in Brooklyn. And
hey, Brooklyn, yeah, we here.
Yeah, no, it's a great place called Barcade. It's a bar with like 100 taps and it's also an arcade.
So, that's been Beer with Geeks.
we're
going to Brooklyn.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. It's a ton of beer. And video games. It's like the epitome of Beer with Geeks. I feel like we should go there sometime and just like record an episode live from Barcade.
Yeah. Where you can't hear this at all because we're in a bar with lots of arcades. So we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah. But like they've got everything there. They got Pac-Man. They got everything. But they have Paperboy. And I didn't know that it was an arcade game. And I didn't know that the actual arcade game like console has handlebars on it. So that you can actually steer the freaking bike.
I didn't know that. That's so...
It's so cool.
Life behind bars.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, get it? Because you're on a bike.
Yeah, no, it's so cool. It was so much fun. People listening to this are probably like, yeah, you idiot. Of course, how did you not know that? And I'm like, well, sorry, I didn't. But it was...
Don't apologize, Frank.
So fantastic when I figured it out. I was
never
so
apologize. What was that? Oh, never Julia Child. Never apologize. Yeah. Your Julia Child impression is
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I like it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We're just going and doing impressions now?
Just old impressions.
Oh, just, when the president does it, it's not illegal. I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook. Every time I hear I'm not a crook, my mind instantly goes to Mrs. Doubtfire when he goes, I am not a crook. And he puts the lobster inside the pot. Yeah. I am not a crook. I am not a crook. Because when I was a little kid, but he was saying, I am not a cook. And I was like, but you're cooking it.
You are cooking
right now. I don't understand.
That's funny. I Did you have like a game that you absolutely hated? Like a game that you just thought was like the worst?
You mean like one that I would like try to beat over and over and over and over and over and over again and it wouldn't work? Or there was one that like you play it and you're like,
boring, yeah.
That's a good question, actually. No.
No.
No, I can't. Not to my knowledge. I remember figuring out what games I was better at than others.
Okay.
Streets of Rage. Was Streets of Rage Nintendo, or was it... I remember Streets of Rage being incredibly difficult, but now I can't remember if it's Sega or... you know what? I think it's Sega. No, never mind.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah. We didn't play too many. I mean, it was expensive even to rent them. And so I didn't play too many. I wish I had, I tell you. But I was a big... Now, see, if you didn't know this about me, Frank, I really like superheroes.
Do you?
I do. There's really something about the tight costumes with the underwear on the outside that really gets me going.
You're getting distracted now. We're talking about video games?
No, I was talking about... underwear.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, when I was a kid, we would instantly gravitate towards the superhero video games. And so that was the bulk of what I've played. And even to this day is still the bulk of what I play, which is sometimes embarrassing because when you're like, they're like, oh, you have a 360. What do you play? What are you going to play? And you're like, well, the Arkham games. And everyone goes, oh, those games are awesome. What else? And you're like, the Arkham games. because I could be like, I tried BioShock and it just didn't do it for me. You know, I tried Call of Duty, but I felt bad, you know, so I feel bad with those kind of games. Like, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be killing you in this war right now. I'm sorry. The only Call of Duty game I can play is the one where you fight the Nazis. Cause I'm like, it's like, yeah, die Nazis, die. But then when you have to
pull, no ticket.
Yeah. But then, no, I'm serious. When I play against the Nazis, I'm like, I have no problem shooting them in the game. But then like, I have to play against the Japanese and I'm like, I'm sorry. I have to get through this level to continue to kill Nazis in the next level.
No Inglorious Bastards for you.
No, I've been terrible. I went to go see Fury.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there watching the movie with my friend, and halfway through the movie, I leaned a bit and be like, I could never do this.
I couldn't do this.
No, I would have died a long time. I would have died in boot camp. Like, and I'm not exactly like out of shape or anything I would have died. It's just like I can go to the gym and lift weights. I can get on a bike or a treadmill or anything like that. Absolutely. Can't do that. Nope. Sorry. Nope. I'd have died. Yeah, just leave me here. But sir, you're fine. I know. They'll be along eventually to kill me. I'm gonna save you the trouble. You can eat my bread. Like yeah. You know, Billie Jean, you can have my beans. Like, you know, Billy Ray. I don't know why everybody's from the South. Yeah, like, I'm with us.
Billy Jean's not your lover, though.
No, he's not. Oh. No, I am the one.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it. So, did you have a Super Nintendo?
No, I didn't.
Me either.
We skipped right from Nintendo to Sega, and then we jumped. And then I got a Nintendo 64.
Okay.
Which the only game I played on there was Spider-Man. No,
oh, really?
I'm actually kidding. Oh. No. I'm a big Smash Brothers fan, actually.
Mario Kart. I'm a big fan.
So bad at driving games. Really? I can't even tell you.
Love driving games.
I am a very careful driver, but when it comes to driving games, I'm awful.
Really?
Awful. But yeah, it's a good thing driving tests, you have to drive a real car. Because if I had to drive a video game, I still wouldn't have my license. No, I'm like up on walls. I'm smashing into people. I'm peeling out over bananas. Like I'm awful at those games.
That's really funny.
Awful. And not because I feel bad about like sending out the bananas or the bombs or anything like that. Nope. That applies only to Call of Duty. Yeah. No. So what did you have?
I went straight to PlayStation.
You didn't have a 64?
No, I didn't. Oh. But I played a hell of a lot of 64 at a couple of friends' houses. I was there.
I played the hell out of 64.
Played the hell out of it. No, but I played a lot of Smash Brothers and Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. A ton of that.
And obviously, the GoldenEye.
Obviously, the GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Love the GoldenEye.
Sans the, because it's just GoldenEye. But yeah.
Yeah. I'll talk to the Twitter about how much I love the GoldenEye. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, loved GoldenEye. Loved Super Mario 64. Mm. Like, one of my favorite games of all time.
It's going to be frustrating considering you didn't actually have the system to play it.
Yeah. But I later, so like I played at my friends' houses. I also played, I would later play GoldenEye and Super Mario 64 on like emulators at home later on. Like in college, I got it on my laptop and I played a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I found Superman 64.
That's it. That's the game I hate. You know, you asked me that question, yeah. And I was thinking just on Nintendo, that game. That is one of the worst games I've ever played in my entire life.
It's considered one of the worst. It's up there with, like, the E.T. game, the E.T. Atari game.
Even know that was a thing.
Oh, we'll talk about that in a second,
then. Okay.
Oh, man. The freaking... The game shipped with so many glitches, and it was just a bad game to begin with.
Just to fly through rings in the first level. Like, not even to, like...
For no reason, just fly
through these rings. Yeah.
And they don't tell you that you need to fly through the rings to advance to the next level or anything.
No, like, you just fail ever. It's the only game that I've got. I went to Blockbuster and returned the game. Like, this is not what And when I remember when I turned it in, the people were like, we know.
Yeah.
Go ahead and pick out another one.
Everyone knew.
Yeah. Well, I didn't.
Yeah. No, but I mean, yeah, maybe
World,
not.
Yeah.
It got a reputation.
It was before the internet. The internet was telling me.
Yeah, it was based on Superman the Animated Series, and it was a terrible game. There was
there is a GameCube game of Superman the Animated Series,
Which I've never played.
Rise of Apocalypse or Journey to Apocalypse or Return of Apocalypse. I had a GameCube. I really liked the mini discs.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was the wave of the future. It made me feel like I was in Lost in Space.
Sure.
With Dr. Smith. No, it's Mr. Smith.
Doctor Who?
Is it?
Mr.
Never
Who?
Fear.
Mr. Doctor.
Dr. Smith. No, it is Dr. Smith. Yeah, I'm second guessing myself. Never fear, Smith is here. Not a Lost in Space fan. I love Lost in Space. The laundry went into the machine dirty and came out folded.
Amazing.
And clean.
Oh, I want that.
I'm still waiting for that. And so anyway, that game was much better. Arguably, actually, if you've never played it, it's better than the Superman Returns game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually,
okay.
I did enjoy that game.
Good.
Yeah, if you can find an emulator for it or something.
I'm not sure if it exists, yeah. Quickly, the Atari...
Tell me about this. Tell me about this game.
It's considered the worst video game ever made.
That's upsetting for Atari.
It's really bad. It's really, really, really bad. It's so bad, in fact, that they shipped it. They were on a tough deadline, so they just pushed it out the door. It's full of glitches. It's just not fun to begin with. It's like it's just a bad side scroller. Bad.
I was going to say, E.T. doesn't strike me as the kind of film that should have a video game.
Right. So Atari makes this game.
What are you going to do? Run around his house?
Or whatever studio makes this game for the Atari. They push it out. It's terrible. Some copies were sold. Some people got a hold of it. Very, very, very few, because the rest of the copies, they had all these copies like boxed, ready to sell, and the game was so bad that they chose to take them out into a desert and bury them.
Oh my God.
Bury them in the sand and the dirt so that no one could find them.
That's awesome. Someone's going to find them one day, like 200, 300. Oh, there's more.
So there was a documentary about this game.
Awesome.
And it was urban legend whether or not this actually happened. They're like, did they actually take them out in the desert and bury them? Like, what?
Yeah.
There's no way that happened. They went out. They started digging. And they found them.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's true. The game was so embarrassingly bad. Now, like I said, some copies made it out there. You could buy them on eBay for like thousands and thousands of dollars because they're so rare. I did find one emulator. I'm not sure how real it is. It seemed pretty legit to me.
Because it was terrible.
It was awful. It was awful. Anyway, so that not Nintendo, but a fun story. Should we tell everybody how they can find us on the interwebs?
Oh, the interwebs is very important to us, as it is to you, because that is how you find us. And you can find us on Facebook.
Oh,
At Beer with Geeks.
Oh yeah.
You can find us on the Twitter.
Oh yeah.
At Beer with Geeks.
Oh.
You can send us emails through the Gmail at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com.
What do you know about
that? I know you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We would really appreciate it if you would rate us either 4 or 5 stars. Leave us a nice little starry review. Would be nice. If you don't like starry. starry reviews. If you wanted to write the words of words, that would also be appreciated. We also like the words.
That's nice.
That's nice. I don't know what voice it is I'm doing, but it's a little hard to stop.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night. We like you. Goodbye and cheers.
Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.